USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The man accused of killing 11 people and wounding several others at a Pittsburgh synagogue last October, Robert Bowers, in court today, now facing an additional 19 federal charges. That's on top of the 44 charges Bowers already pled not guilty to in November. As the weekend began, there was talk that a bipartisan committee of lawmakers might be close to a deal that could provide border security the president would sign on to and avert a government shutdown this Friday. But as the weekend ended, well, everything turned the other direction. Here's Congressman Tom Graves, the Republican from Georgia.
We were, progressing well. I thought we were tracking pretty good over the last week, and it just seems over the last, 24 hours or so, the goalposts have been moving from the Democrats, and at the end of the day, we have an obligation. That's to protect our nation and provide the proper border security.
This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and check out store-wide savings, plus earn double O'Rewards points on over 200 items. If you're not an O'Rewards member yet, sign up in-store today. It's fast, easy, and free. But hurry, double points are only available for a limited time. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
After negotiations break down over the weekend, thousands of teachers in Denver are hitting the picket lines this morning. They'll also rally at the State House as well as outside Denver's City Hall. At the heart of the dispute with administrators is salary and other aspects of compensation. Rachel Davis is a middle school teacher in Denver. She says some teachers would quit and go to a better paying district, but they don't want to do that.
It's because we want to stay, and it's because we love our school. We love our students. We love our jobs.
It's the snowiest February in 70 years in Seattle, and it's only 11 days into the month. A big blizzard dropping 8 inches in areas over the weekend. More snow on the way, with another 1 to 2 inches expected today, another 3 to 6 by early tomorrow. The city normally gets less than an inch of snow in the month of February. The weather's knocked out power for tens of thousands, and hundreds of flights have been canceled. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The goodbyes to former Democratic Congressman John Dingell of Michigan are getting underway as Dingell died last Thursday at 92. A public visitation at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center in Dearborn began at 11 o'clock Eastern this morning. A funeral mass will be tomorrow at the Church of the Divine Child in Dearborn. Speakers will include former Vice President Joe Biden. Another service will be held in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, where former President Bill Clinton and former House Speaker John Boehner are to be among the speakers. Dingell served 59 years in the U.S. House before he retired in 2015. He'll be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. A California 12-year-old is challenging Pope Francis to go vegan for Lent. Genesis Butler noted that if the Pope was to abstain from all animal products, the Blue Horizon International Foundation would donate $1 million to the charity of his choice. In a letter last week, Genesis asked Francis to endorse that $1 million vegan campaign. Million Dollar Vegan is a non-profit group which highlights the effects of animal farming on climate. Genesis says she and her mother gave up meat when she learned where chicken nuggets came from back when she was 3 years old. And I'd like to take these few seconds we have remaining to remind you to check out our newly updated and redesigned website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.